This morning, I would like to introduce you to a woman named Vasakha Dharmadasa. We have a photo of her, I believe. In 1998, Vasakha Dharmadasa's son went missing. He was a soldier in Sri Lanka, and he fought for the Sri Lankan government during their 26-year civil war that nearly destroyed their island. Vasakha's son and 608 other soldiers went missing after an attack on a Sri Lankan military base. This mother found herself in despair, not knowing whether her son was alive or dead. And it was out of this despair that she founded two important organizations in Sri Lanka: the Association for War Affected Families, which they used to educate others on the war ravaging their community, and the Association of Parents of Missing Servicemen in Action. This association issued ID tags to every soldier so that their bodies could be identified. And this organization helped the Red Cross develop tracing programs and ways to better expedite their process of identification. As these organizations worked within the Sri Lankan government and military, Vasakha decided to do more. She decided to go to the other side of the fight, to those people that the Sri Lankan government was fighting, the Tamil rebels, also known as the Tamil Tigers, a group of rebels or guerrillas fighting against the Sri Lankan government. She recognized that only so much could be done by working with just one side of the fight. Instead, peace could only come forward if both sides were brought to the table. Vasakha Dharmadasa initiated talks between opposing sides, and she actually designed this dialogue for them to partake in that brought about a ceasefire and led to ultimate peace in Sri Lanka. Vasakha was a peacemaker. She helped bring an end to a 26-year-long civil war. Her passion was fueled by the love for her son and the desire to mitigate that pain for others. Our scripture this reading will be from the Gospel of Matthew, the gospel we've been in for most of this lectionary this past year. This infamous passage is often referred to as the Beatitudes or the blessings. Let's grab our Bibles this morning. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Hear these words. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And here's our focus for this morning. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen. Chris and I actually picked this passage, this scripture, the Beatitudes, over a month ago. We knew that this Sunday would fall on the Sunday following the election. And no matter the outcome of that election, we felt as if the Beatitudes were a very important part of Jesus' teachings here on earth. The Beatitudes were counterculture for Jesus' times when they were first given. And these Beatitudes are still counterculture. It pours blessing on the less than, not on the powerful or the successful. It blesses those who endure hardships, who feel exhausted with life. Jesus doesn't say you should be these things so that you may be blessed. Jesus is in the midst of doing it. Jesus is pouring blessings right then and now on people experiencing hard things. Jesus blesses the opposite of who the government and the Jewish leaders elevate. The peacemakers will be called children of God. Peace is not always the cool choice. As children, fights and arguments are more prevalent than common ground or finding some middle answer. Even as adults, we almost naturally surround ourselves with people who are like us, who look like us, who think like us. And I wonder if part of this isn't in order to protect ourselves, to keep us from having hard discussions, to keep disagreements from coming up. Bridging communities and finding common ground is really hard work. In Sri Lanka, Visakha found herself in a desperate situation. She found a way to go out and meet with a group of guerrillas, a small group of men that were fighting against her own sons. She met with the bad guys of her story in order to find this route to peace. Peace looks different for different people. Some may consider peace to be this moment of silence or tranquility. Others may see peace like Visakha saw it, like an end to war or an end to a disagreement. And others still may find themselves working towards peace in ways that don't fit that traditional understanding of peace, but with the hope that peace will be the ultimate goal. Just because I think that I live in a peaceful world, someone else's experience may lead them to believe that the world is anything other than peaceful. Jesus brought disorder. Jesus brought chaos. Jesus turned beliefs and understandings of Scripture upside down. Yet we still say Jesus brought peace on earth. Jesus brought peace by giving a voice to the voiceless, by sharing a love and grace that was accessible to all people. Jesus was radical. Jesus was a peacemaker, even if it didn't fit into the people's working definition of peace at the time in which it was happening. Working towards peace sometimes means admitting that there's already tension that exists. It's admitting that there are already conflicting ideas. A peacemaker is someone who works towards peace, someone striving for justice, someone striving to find common ground, someone looking for relief in the midst of chaos. And sometimes it takes radical actions, like dining with sinners or meeting with a group of guerrillas. Visakha's aim was true. She wanted to end violence, to end the missing soldiers. She wanted an end to her country's nightmare. She approached her enemy with honesty about the peace that she believed was possible. And common ground was found. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be the children of God. On election day, I saw many people post the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And while I don't suggest going to social media to learn how to be a peacemaker, I do recommend St. Francis's prayer. This is what he said: Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. The prayer starts with asking God to allow that person praying to be an instrument of God's peace. And then St. Francis gives us practical ways to practice this peace in our everyday life. Sow love, forgive, have faith, find hope, shine light, embrace joy, console and listen to others. Being a peacemaker is more than just putting an end to an argument or to a disagreement or to a war. Being a peacemaker means practicing peace in our everyday lives. And it starts small. Vasakha didn't set out to bring peace to her country. She wanted to know the fate of her missing son. And out of this deep love for him, it brought about the end of a war that took an estimated 70,000 lives. Jesus opened up the door for faith in God to be as accessible to all people, to the Gentiles, to the tax collectors, to the uneducated, to the diseased. When we talk about becoming peacemakers, we can't ignore that it will involve being in conversation and being in relationship with those who are quite different than ourselves. How do we bring about peace in the world? We know that the world is not perfect. Right in our scripture reading today, right in these Beatitudes, we read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. Blessed are the persecuted, who are reviled, who people utter evil things at." None of these are lovely, super beautiful attributes. We may not even find ourselves relating to a lot of these attributes in the blessings. Maybe you don't feel super persecuted at the moment. Maybe you're not currently mourning. Yet we know that the world is full of people experiencing each of these things. Our world is broken. Our world is divisive. Our own communities are hurting because of the divisiveness sweeping over us. And a lot of this being peacemakers begins within each of us. We have to look at ourselves. We believe that if we ourselves find inner peace, if we find this inner joy, then everything else will just fall into place. But if we really, truly want to be peacemakers, we have to acknowledge the selfishness that lives within each of us. When I'm out living my life, often I find myself making comments in my head that sound like this: "I could totally do that job better than that person." I say this all the time. Most of the time it's in my head, but not always. And comments like that, even if they're in my head, they're not helpful. Comments like that sow divisiveness and prove that deep inside of me, I do have these selfish, self-serving tendencies. In order for us to truly be peacemakers, we have to see value in one another. We have to acknowledge the tension and brokenness around us and then be vulnerable to have hard conversations. In Sri Lanka, people didn't just waltz over to meet with guerrillas that were fighting and rebelling against their own government. In Jesus' time, people didn't just invite themselves over to have dinner with a tax collector. People didn't just approach a woman who was outcasted by her community at a well to have a conversation. People didn't go to see those who were diseased. Being a peacemaker is a radical thing. Many peacemakers find themselves in jail or on the outs of their community. Some even end up dead. Being an instrument of peace means choosing discomfort. It means listening to others who have a different worldview than yourself. And when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God belonging to these people, the kingdom of God is not just heaven that we'll get to someday. Instead, the kingdom of heaven can happen now, right here around us. It's something that's possible. It's something we pray for every time we pray the Lord's Prayer on earth as it is in heaven. When we choose peace, we are taking part in building that kingdom of God right here on earth. Jesus offers a blessing. Jesus blesses a community, a society seen as less than. Jesus makes a radical proclamation that even in hardships and in despair, blessings should abound. Through disorder, Jesus offers peace to all. May we also find ways to practice peace. And may we bless others and allow blessings to abound in our lives, even when we feel less than. Will you pray with me? Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, God, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. We thank you, God, for sending your Son, who taught us to pray the prayer we now say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.